actually recording. It is! We're live, and Joe and Rob are eating food, staring at me, pissed off.
What's good, because it's a food episode.
This is a food-centric episode. Guess what? We're talking about pizza today. That's all we're talking about.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Pizza, 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 pizza. That got me thinking of, oh gosh, remember the old pizza commercial? Do you remember David pizza, Letterman pizza. Had an old skit with the Domino's delivery guys where he put them all in a row and then he pushed them down?
Yeah.
And they would, yeah, yeah, David Letterman, a genius who was not respected.
And he is my all-time.
I agree.
Show meeting. All-time favorite late-night host.
Oh, bam.
Johnny Carson has to be number one.
Letterman's one for me.
Conan's one for me.
I do love Conan. Conan, Letterman, Carson are in my top three. No one else counts.
You know what's funny is
because Fallon, crap. Leno, crap.
I like Leno more Corden's as a car okay. guy than I do. You ever watch Jay Leno's Garage?
Yes.
I love Jay Leno's Garage. I hated Jay Leno as a late night host, though.
Yeah.
I didn't hate him. I just didn't love him at all.
I like talk shows that say something to what's going on now, but I don't like them when they become preachy, which is why I don't really like Colbert. It's a little too preachy for me.
They're all preachy now.
Well, Fallon isn't.
Fallon's just like in awe that he even has that job. I think.
Yeah, he is.
Still, which is the funny part.
And that's the thing. I do love Fallon as a person. I love the guy. He's authentic and real.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about his show that I just can't get behind. I like him for clips. I would not watch interviews with him.
There's too much whimsy.
I don't care that you're friends with these people. Like, interview them. Like, actually do a good interview.
Yeah.
There's a channel you can get called Pluto, like an app called Pluto. There's a Johnny Carson channel. It's all Johnny Carson.
Really?
Yeah, old reruns. And it's fantastic. So good.
There's a channel, like an over-the-air channel, that runs Carson at night at the times he would normally have. And they run it in sequence, like, in chronological order.
Yeah.
So every night you can watch Johnny Carson.
As if you were watching him for the first time. Watching. Oh, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. But we're not talking about Carson today.
No.
We're talking about pizza. And I must admit that I'm still feeling aggressive towards you gentlemen. Because when we decided this was going to be a topic, I replied back like, I don't know if we can actually do this because no one's going to understand what we're talking about. Especially if you're like California or if you're in Singapore.
People travel. And if you're traveling,
people don't travel to Detroit and say I'm going to get pizza in Detroit.
There's Detroit style pizza.
There is.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Buddy's absolutely. Is.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's talk. Here we go. Let's talk.
We're fighting now.
Okay, we're not doing. Okay,
we're this fighting is, now.
Can we clarify that this won't that be purpose, a Mount Rushmore episode?
I did that on purpose.
Can this Good. Not be a Mount Rushmore episode? Can this just be a pizza episode? If you guys have four, that's cool.
I mean,
I have zero.
I don't.
Right
I,
now.
I listed four of my favorites. I can't do a Mount Rushmore because. I don't know. It's pizza places. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I have four that I love and I can talk about.
And you got pizza stories.
I got pizza stories. I'm gonna shit on Chicago style pizza.
Are we gonna talk about the turtles with pizza with anchovies on pizza?
Yeah, I don't.
How turtles is perfect.
We're not talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I don't want. No, we can.
They used to order pizza and it was delivered, and no one thought anything was weird about dropping pizza off on top.
The guy slides it down 172.
Yeah. 172.
Nice.
That is nice.
Gosh, you're standing on it, dude.
That movie is still so good.
That's why one of the reasons I want to talk comic movies because I think that's on my list.
April O'Neil's expose on the Foot Clan is pretty fantastic that she does, like in the middle of it where it's got the pop music playing and they show the kids, you know, in the arcade and. They all look like trouble causers, but they're not bad kids. They're all good.
That movie was also so good.
Oh, gosh. It was not a cult. No, it was a cult. Okay. So, let's talk about pizza today. You know, there's so many ways we could talk about this.
So, we all like pizza, right?
That would be a big issue. No, I love pizza.
Okay.
I love pizza. I would marry pizza if it was legal.
Okay. There's.
I mean, there's probably ways to it.
There are certain pizza places that people love that I feel like that's a cult. Like if one of you guys names this pizza place, I will probably go off on you on a 10-minute rant about how you're losers. So be prepared. Gosh,
I'm curious.
What is it?
Now I'm not going to tell you because what if it's on your list?
It's not.
Yeah.
Is it Jets?
Yes.
Is it?
That's
it's Jax.
Okay. Wow. Yes. You guys really are. You're testing me today. You're Rob with the Buddy's pizza, and you with Jets. Okay.
What?
Jets is.
It cuts up my mouth. Okay, every here, time okay, I right, eat it.
Let's go.
Their sauce is not.
All right. So.
Gosh, I hate Jets so much.
Do you believe that there is Detroit style pizza?
I don't even know what Detroit style pizza is.
Okay, let's
explain
go back.
Explain Detroit style pizza.
Oh, hold on, let's go back.
You
know New York style pizza and Chicago style.
New York style is the big round slices.
And it's generally
Chicago
more
style
flat.
Is the super thick.
Yes.
With all this, yeah.
It's trash. Okay, Chicago style pizza is a casserole going as pizza for Halloween.
I like it.
That's what it is.
So Pizzapopolis, you don't like Pizzapopolis?
No.
No.
And that's not Detroit style pizza. And Buddy's is
that Chicago style.
Chicago right. style.
And Buddy's is Chicago style as well. They try to say they're Detroit style, but they're not. They're a ripoff of Chicago style.
Watch this,
Buddy's.
Watch this.
Yeah,
Buddy's is totally Detroit style.
It is not. Detroit style pizza is Jets. Jets is Detroit style pizza because nowhere else is there pizza like Jets. Think about it. Where
yeah,
else are
because
you getting
it's from the garbage can. They literally went to the garbage, pulled out.
It has a.
It was Little Caesar's leftover scraps, and they're like, "How can we repurpose this?"
So, it is deep. It is a deep dish square pizza, right?
Yeah,
but it has the toppings on it in a traditional style.
Yeah,
it has,
instead of underneath,
it's sauce,
it's on top.
Cheese,
yep.
Toppings.
Yeah,
they're called toppings for a reason. Chicago style pizza. Are you listening? They're called toppings for a reason because they go.
He's
where?
Really got an angry face.
This is
that's
a Joe,
what's so yeah. scary
this
about it.
This is a
right
Joe-centric
now.
Episode.
This is a Joe.
This is
a very special
rant.
Episode.
This is a special rant.
A very special episode.
Because they go where? They go on top of the pizza. Okay. So we all agree Chicago style garbage.
No,
trash.
We don't necessarily. I don't
actually
mind.
I don't. I'm not a big fan of Chicago style.
I don't mind
it's not
Chicago
pizza.
Style. Why?
It's a casserole. You said.
Yeah.
No,
have you seen the Jon Stewart rant from The Daily Show?
No, I have not seen it, but he does a rant on Chicago style.
Oh my God, it's so good. He does it in this New York like accent as a New Yorker. It's so good.
Okay.
So
I don't mind Chicago style. Is it my favorite? No. No, it's not my favorite. But
so
I do
Jets
like
is
it.
My favorite's Detroit style Buddy's.
God damn it. God damn it, Rob. So but nowhere else is there a pizza place that makes pizza the way that Jets does. And Jets is originated.
I really want to challenge you, so I got to think about
Jets
this.
Jets originated here.
Here.
So it's Detroit-style pizza.
Buddy's was before Jets, though, right?
Probably.
So then how do you have the nerve to say that that's Detroit-style and
Buddy's
is not? Buddy's
is Chicago ripoff. It's Chicago-style ripoff. They put the sauce on top. Like,
it's a spin, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean,
does it make that much of a difference in flavor? No. Tell me, does this make that much of a difference in flavor if the topping is on the top or in the middle? Now, I can understand that with some of them because it adds a crispiness to it,
yes.
Right? Like
so,
the pepperoni.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
The pepperonis are supposed to... I like that on the edge of Jet's Pizza, you can get a nice, crisp, well-done piece of pepperoni.
Yeah. That's like...
And
yeah.
cooked cheese. Which
and
is
cooked
what,
cheese,
which is
yep.
I like.
And a very nice crust. It's kind of crustless in a way.
That's true.
In a traditional sense where you have like cheese going up to a certain point
and
then you have
all
a crust.
Bread. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's crustless in a way that it doesn't have that traditional crust, but the crust is kind of on the edge. When you lift it up and it's kind of on the edge
mm-hmm.
and it's baked more than, it's not soft crust like a breadstick or something. It's mm-hmm. it's crust and it has a crunch to it. No other pizza place that I've ever had. I've had a lot of fucking pizza. There's no other pizza place.
It's really fired up about this.
No I'm, other pizza place.
I'm glad I'm not the one swearing today.
Yeah. My kids hear it all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but there's no other pizza like Jets.
Okay.
So if somewhere just, because, you know, we kind of want to claim that there's a Detroit style pizza. It's kind of cool to have your own style of pizza, right?
Right.
It's a thing to claim. A lot of people point to Buddy's, and I disagree. I think if someone were to come and say, what is Detroit-style pizza from out of the area, I'm going to Jets.
You're going to Jets. Well, I feel
also, Jets has great cold pizza. I love cold pizza. They have the best.
They have a good BLT pizza. I like BLT pizzas.
Not that they serve it cold, but the day after? Like
oh, yeah.
Leftover pizza?
It does hold up better. I will give you that. But, okay, part of my reason for my hate of Jets is the amount of times I had it. So, like, anytime I'd go visit my parents, we're having Jets pizza or whatever.
Well, yeah, there's...
So that's a big part of it too. Like my parents had this tendency whenever they found out I liked something or whenever, you know, like it'd be the same thing over and over again. Mm. When Coke came out with vanilla Coke, my gosh, I loved vanilla Coke when it first came out.
You like vomit. That's cool.
Every other 5 minutes, my mom would be buying me a vanilla Coke. Now, like, I drink it and I want to gag every time.
I have the same. My mom makes made spaghetti.
Oh, that's my house. Yeah.
So she made spaghetti. It's noodles.
Uh-huh.
It's one jar of sauce and 1 pound of hamburger meat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not this. It's not this like huge recipe or homemade or anything. But growing up, it's what I had.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Yeah.
But I did the math on this. I've had it roughly once a week for my entire life, on average.
I can't stand spaghetti now. It's for the same reason.
I've had the same...
I love spaghetti.
The same exact spaghetti meal like 1,900 times in my life.
Yeah.
And I just can't eat it anymore. Like, I just...
Okay.
So I get what you're saying. Like, if you have it once a week for 38 years, that's a lot. That's a lot of spaghetti. And
it's a lot.
It just... I feel spaghetti. You there. So,
I used to like it. That part of your
criticism for Jets, I can't fault you for that. Okay. If you have something too much too often,
I have a lot of Hungry Howies, and I still love Hungry Howies. Number two on my list.
I don't understand how you can put Hungry. Okay, Hungry Howies is basically Little Caesars light.
You go to hell, man. Little Caesars tastes like butthole.
Okay,
all right. I think we're gonna fight again.
I think Little Caesars deep dish. Little Caesars deep dish is really good.
That's the problem with Little Caesars. Little Caesars can be very good no matter what. Problem is,
Little Caesars is terrible.
Yeah. Problem is they always burn it, and it always overcooks.
Oh, see, now I have the opposite.
It's
I
dry.
I get it undercooked.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, where the hell do I get it from? Because I've been to every Little Caesars in the Canton Metro Detroit area, and it's always fucking dry.
You can't get their round pizzas, though. I think you got to get their deep
dish. But their round pizzas are actually really good if they cook them right. The problem is, I haven't had one in a decade.
And they have to be fresh. Little Caesars is a pizza, like, if it's 10 minutes past cooking,
car on the way home.
Little Caesars is, you know, it's very low totem pole pizza.
Oh, yeah.
But Little Caesars is underrated because they revolutionized the pizza game in 97 with Hot and Ready's.
Yeah.
Was that 97?
Yeah, because they were a totally different place. They used to do personal pizza, personal pan pizzas as well. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they were known. They were fast food pizza, but it was pan pizzas.
Right. Well, they had some locations that had, like, giant arcades and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
baby pan pans were was
we had
shit.
Growing up where I grew up, there was
Can we put a language we had a, one on this?
Yeah, this will be an explicit one.
Sorry.
I'm swearing too now, so.
We had a Caesarland by our house growing up.
Yep. Which was like, man.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, gosh.
There's one right down the street.
Is that what they were called? The big arcade thing?
Caesarland.
Yeah, Caesarland. Yes.
They were a big deal.
So Little Caesars did, I mean, I think they're underrated for that aspect because without the success of Hot and Ready.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a large pepperoni pizza for $5 whenever you want.
That's pretty cool.
It was unheard of at the time.
Yeah.
Like, just you walk in, I want a pizza, a large pizza.
Well, and it threw the model up on its end, right? Because for a while there, people are like, okay, we need to make our pizzas a little fancier and a little more gourmet. Like,
right.
No one's getting pizza now because, like, it's not... There's not enough quality to it. And Little Caesars is like, screw your quality, it's quantity.
Well, what they did,
and
they
we're going to charge $5.
They made it affordable for everyone.
Well, and they,
so I agree with that. Like, on the way home, I'm like, Hot and Ready. You know?
Now, when you set your expectations for an immediate $5 pepperoni pizza, I mean, back in 97, you probably think it's going to be something crap, like, and it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
It still isn't that bad for what I mean.
It's not bad.
What,
and Little Caesars breadsticks are fire.
And Little Caesars can still be good if they just cook the damn shit.
And it's probably location by location.
I think it is too. Well, and it's also what crew you get working that day, right?
Right.
Like, that's kind of I think more to it. Like,
I've had a lot of Little Caesars in my day.
Yeah,
I haven't had a good one in years.
My Little Caesars is pretty
solid. I've seen a good one.
I have one a mile from my house, and it's
next time I go over your house, you're going to have to take this magic Little Caesars and bring it home, and so I can have a slice of this.
I didn't say it was magical. I said it was undercooked.
So I'll take it. That's a magical Little Caesars to me. I'll take that.
So where I used to work, we worked like a half a block from a Little Caesars, and during lunch, like, a bunch of our coworkers, we'd get together. We'd call Little Caesars ahead of time and say, we're coming in for, this is before you could order online, And we'd say to them, we're like, we're coming in for a pizza, but you know how you put the butter on the crust? Don't just put it on the crust. Put that butter over everything. So you get that pizza, and it was just rich, buttery goodness, and it was always perfectly fresh because we special ordered it. Oh, man. It was good. I gained a lot of weight that year.
I do miss the pizza, the package from Little Caesars that would be two pizzas wide, yeah, and no one could ever successfully carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about Little Caesars here.
Mike Illich.
Why don't you give us one of your pizza places? Tell us.
So Jets is on my list.
Oh.
Okay. So we already discussed.
We argued. We didn't discuss.
All right. There's a place in downtown Detroit, and it's next to the attached to the Buddies? The Garden Bowl.
Attached
to the Garden Bowl.
Domino's.
Domino's is shit.
The Garden Bowl is the...
No, it's not.
It's the bottom pile.
No, it's not.
It's worse than dry-ass Little Caesars.
No. Sorry, Mike, sorry about that. You probably got some static feedback to that, but I hate Rob, and you need to know this. Okay, sorry. Going back to Joe.
This is way better than...
No, it's not. Okay, little Domino's... Okay, Domino's used to suck, but then they redid their recipe, and they really suck
a little less.
They have their pan pizza that they have is really good.
It's been a while since I've had Domino's.
No,
because they suck.
Have their pan pizza. It's really good. So here's the thing.
It might be more to his point. They did used to suck. I don't know if they still
they
do.
Did
it,
used
I
to
haven't,
suck.
I haven't had it in a while.
They did used to suck, and they changed. Now, here's the thing I will say, too. And this is maybe not just, we've talked about chains so far. We've talked about three chains. And I find there's a lot of snobbery regarding chains of pizza places.
Well, sure there is.
If you find something that works well, you do it to your best. So I want to get that out of the way right now. I don't think there's anything wrong with liking chains.
Absolutely.
But no, because there are going to be people that are going to shit all over chain pizza.
Yeah.
And
Just because
it's cool to like this.
Like Sbarro is the best. No, I'm kidding about that one. No.
Really?
Really, Michael
that's
Scott.
Not even funny.
Exactly.
That's not even funny.
When I come to New York, I want authentic pizza, and there's Sbarro's right behind him.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
right, so there's a pizza place. Even though we just went on about chains, I'm gonna throw out these non-chain places. But it's a place called Sergeant Pepperoni's.
Okay. Yep.
I've heard of it.
And it's attached to the Garden Bowl, which is the oldest operating bowling alley in the country.
There's a rumor that place was going to close. By the way. Garden Bowl. Oh, there's a rumor about that.
That would suck. I've seen concerts there. And
I've gone bowling there.
I've gone bowling there as well. I've seen a band play above the bowling lane.
It's on Woodward.
Yeah, it's right on Woodward.
Nice.
New center area.
Okay.
Oh, I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So you walk in, and to the right it's just like this counter. And they constantly have pizza, and it's traditional style pizza, like New York. I would say it's like New York style pizza, where it's just a kind of flat. It's not deep dish or anything, but they have a few different styles, or you can order from this menu.
Yeah,
I went to a concert there. It was a concert for a band called the Suicide Machines. They're a local punk band.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah.
Afterwards, my brother and I decided we wanted pizza, so we get in line and we're waiting for our pizza. And we're towards the front. No, I think we had ordered, and we're waiting. And somebody else, there was this girl trying to get at the counter, trying to get her pizza, and she cut in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this dude, and he was pissed. And they got into this argument, and then this girl's like boyfriend or this guy that she came with got into it with the other guy, mm-hmm. and the dude pulls a fucking gun on her,
pulls a gun over.
Good old Garden Bowl.
Good old Garden Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Pulls a gun for pizza. For somebody, this pizza is so good, if you cut in line, you're going to get shot.
Yeah.
So they get
That's
into...
That's crazy.
No shots fired. They get into the scuffle. The gun falls, like, at my feet. We pick it up and like, give it to the person behind the counter.
Yeah.
And there's this huge fight. The cops show up, and they take it outside and and then we just go about getting our pizza.
And then you just move on with your life.
We're just eating our slices, like... We almost just got shot over a slice of pizza.
That is crazy. I couldn't imagine.
So maybe the pizza
tastes
sweeter because of that incident.
Right.
No, it's
because your life flashed before your eyes.
It is damn good pizza. I mean, it is damn good pizza.
I mean, it's not Chicago style, but.
Jesus.
It's not Buddies.
Yeah, it's not Buddies. Nothing can live up to Buddies. That's,
I don't understand why people can't make more Detroit style pizza like Buddies.
I know.
You guys are, you're really doing it. You're testing me here.
So pizza you almost get shot for is good pizza.
I'm going to order
automatically,
some,
I think.
I'm going to order some Detroit
style. It tells you something.
Yeah, tell you, like,
I'm going to order some Detroit style pizza right now from Buddy's.
Yeah. No, Hungry Howie's, actually.
I like Hungry Howie's. Don't dog on chains, Nick.
I'm not. Detroit style.
Detroit style. Okay, there you go.
The Jets is a chain.
Yeah, I know.
They have Jets in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I don't know how
it
far.
It started here, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how far west it goes.
Right.
But I do know they have it all over the Midwest and as far down as Florida.
It's always interesting how chains can do that. I mean, that's a story for another day, but like they go like straight up and down, or like it's a big chain in Michigan and Ohio and Nevada. Right. Like that's just always weird when that happens.
Yeah.
So anyways, okay. That's a good story. I like that story. So there's Sergeant Pepperoni's.
Sergeant Pepperoni's, if you're ever in Detroit and...
I'm looking at your notes. Sergeant Pepperoni's.
Gun story.
Gun story.
Wear a flak jacket.
Yeah.
there's a place... There's a lot of these places. I didn't realize it was a chain, but we were driving up from South Carolina over the summer.
Yeah.
We're driving back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we were starving. We were so hungry. And we stopped in either South Carolina or North Carolina at some point at this place called the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah.
And
get some good acid from there.
It was a very drug themed restaurant.
Like they were leaning into it. They knew what they were.
Yeah. Yep.
It's called the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah. And I mean, aesthetically, it was kind of cool. I mean, it was just this kind of like trippy vibe.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just because we were so hungry or what, but that was some of the best pizza I have ever had in my life. It was fresh. Yeah. It was cooked perfectly. The toppings ratio was good. It was fantastic pizza. So I don't know if it was just like you're famished in the desert, so anything is going to be good.
It could be. But
or if it was actually good. I mean, I have been that hungry and stopped at like Chick-fil-A and it was disgusting. So
I don't understand. I don't think Chick-fil-A is the best.
Overrated.
But I don't understand.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think it's overrated, but I don't think it's bad either.
I don't get it. Like I went to Chick-fil-A for the first time this past summer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is what people wait in line for hours
Well,
for?
That's only here, right? If you go anywhere else, you're not waiting in lines for hours.
Oh, yeah, because that was like fanfare because we're finally getting a Chick-fil-A in the area.
Now we have two of them.
The one in Findlay, it was down towards Findlay. It's been there for years, and it's still lunchtime. They're still at 45 cars and waiting.
So there's one in Ohio. It's the exit is Perry's Crossing in Ohio. It's directly south of Toledo. I would always stop there on my way to school because my school was in Delaware, Ohio, which was right by Columbus. And I never waited. Never. Just in and out every single time. So anyways, I think it's good. I think the Popeye's chicken sandwich is actually better than
pizza.
I know. I'm sorry. Let's go back to it.
It's
so
just food.
Mellow Mushroom. Where are they at? Where'd you say?
They're all over. In my research, it looks like they originated in Georgia somewhere.
Georgia?
Because they have a lot of locations all over Georgia.
Okay.
But they're, you know, they're in all over like the east, southeast.
Yeah.
And like eastern seaboard kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they're I think there's all over the country.
Okay.
Not so much west, but more in that southeast area.
What do I know?
Okay. I've never heard of it.
It's fantastic. Fresh. Delicious.
That's what people call me.
Fresh and delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a quick question.
Toppings around the top.
What makes a good pizza to some people? Because I think to some people, to me, a good pizza has a bit of grease on there.
Like, yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Give me those pepperoni with grease in them. Give me those grease bowls of pepperonis. Like I had a place by me growing up called Serenos. It was right by my high school. And like their pepperonis were perfect because they would perfectly curl up into a perfect ball or bowl on the pizza, and they would just have little bits of grease, so I could pull them
Torino's
off.
Torino's does that, yeah. Torino's.
Yeah.
So I would pull up the pepperoni, pour a little bit of the grease on it, and eat the pepperoni like that, nice and crisp.
In the west side of Detroit, on Ford Road, there's a place called Pizza Place. That's my place. That's my number one place. And they do that.
Pizza place.
I was never a big fan of the grease bowls, but trust me, you know, you get to talk to the friends that I grew up in the area with. And yeah. I think even there's people who love that. And I like the crispness of those. They crunch.
Yeah.
The pepperonis.
Yep. Yeah. That's really important to me. The pepperonis got a crunch.
So they've got the pizza place named Does Pizza that. Place. Is that, and it's, that's my favorite place by far.
Okay.
Nice. I don't think I've ever had pizza from there. I have to go.
Well, you haven't really lived that way, have you?
Lived that way?
Or been really, I mean, Ford Road over there. Maybe the strip club.
Well, I've been there a few times. No.
For the midget tossing that goes on there? Not. That's a wild Mustang.
This is definitely an explicit episode now.
We are devolved. This episode is devolved.
You know where's a solid chain for me? Is actually Happy's Pizza.
I don't like Happy's Pizza.
I like Happy's.
It's very generic
And they
to me.
Deliver, and they're open late.
Well, that's important.
Happy's. Happy's Pizza.
I went to a football game at the University of Michigan maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They played Notre Dame at night. And it's have you ever gone to a U of M football game? It's a disaster trying to get out of Ann Arbor.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's going to take you an hour and a half at least just to get out.
At least.
At least.
Happy's Pizza had somebody walking by with pizzas, like selling them
nice.
to the traffic, like selling them two cars in traffic
because they all thought they were going to get out of there and eat dinner somewhere else.
Right?
Nope.
It's funny because there's a testing site right for Corona real close to us, and there's a little like restaurant in there,
and they
do the same thing. We'll deliver to your car.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say for every swab you get a free pizza.
Well, I
bring in your negative test results. Yeah.
I got exposed, and so I got the tests. And I was in line for 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
You damn well right. I ordered food.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I waited in line to get tested, and I wasn't offered pizza. This is bullshit.
That's unfortunate.
It was sandwiches.
I went one time for a test.
I'll still take a sandwich.
It was only 45 minutes for me, and so wait.
That's the longest I've waited by far, but I've also, I'm out there a lot, and unfortunately.
Yeah.
So there's an Italian restaurant in the area. Over in Westland.
It's called Buddy's.
It is not called Buddy's. Buddy's is getting a lot of name drops.
It's a Buddy's.
Both positive and negative.
Pizzeria.
Speaking of those mushrooms, those pepperonis that you like that curl up into the bowl. A place called DeLuca's Italian Restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's at Warren.
If you're going to shake your head no at him, you got to vocalize it for the people.
Have you had pizza from there?
Fight.
Or no?
Many times.
Fight.
You don't like it?
It's okay.
Oh, gosh. This is his top pizza.
It's not my top pizza.
Not his top, but this is one of his tops.
His top is clearly Buddy's.
Clearly.
Clearly. Actually it's Pizzapopolis. Pizzapopolis.
But it's another, like, wood-fired, I think they... Making it like a wood fire oven.
It's an open oven
pizza.
Yeah.
And they have those kind of pepperonis. They have excellent topping, like nice fresh toppings. What I love is that it comes on this big round piece of cardboard that's covered in the like paper bag.
Yeah.
And it's like a bubble and you got to open it.
Oh,
and
that's
it's just
cool.
Old. It's just old style and you open it and it's just fresh.
Yeah.
It's so good, Rob.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That's all you got.
That's
for
all.
Me.
That's all. You got. It's okay.
It's fine.
You gotta be passionate about it. As passionate as I was about Jets.
Yeah, I. It's okay.
Which sucks, and it's Chicago style pizza. But anyways, what about places like the new Subway style pizza places like Mod Pizza?
I like Mod a lot though. It's very simple.
Have you had those yet?
Yeah. Now I do like Mod. I think it's
It's good.
They have a good gluten-free crust. My wife is gluten-free now because she's got a wheat allergy.
I like that it gives you a lot of options.
Yeah.
So, you know, like
it's wood-fired.
And their ice is off the chain.
Like you said
ice is important. Chick-fil-A ice. That's where it's at.
We should do top ice places.
Chick-fil-A and...
Worst ice? Costco.
Costco ice.
Those little turds, those
ice
turds.
I like the Costco ice. And you know what? Their pizza's underrated.
Gosh,
Their pizza is underrated.
It's underrated.
No, it's not. Too saucy. Too tart. The sauce is too tart.
It's tart, but it's underrated. Like I'm at work sometimes.
A slice is like $1.50 or something.
$1.59.
Price does not make quality, my friend.
It's like two slices for $1.50.
If I'm going to Costco, I'm getting a hot dog. I'm not getting a piece of pizza. I'm getting a hot dog.
If grease is important to you, you should love Costco pizza.
Oh, I don't mind it. Don't get me wrong. But if I have a choice between a Costco pizza and a Costco hot dog.
Oh, I'll go pizza every time.
It's mood for me.
How dare you? Honestly, I have a couple questions. Who do you think you are?
Number one, how dare you?
What gives you the right? Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly Kapoor from The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple questions. Number one, how dare you?
Yeah. 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 Here's a rock that says, suck on this. Take that with you.
But if we're going to Costco food options, I like their chicken salad. The salad.
Their chicken is really good.
Have you ever had the chicken sandwich thing they have there?
No. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if they
have a really
good. This is a rabbit hole episode. This is just like pizza and food.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good sticking to pizza with a couple little offshoots.
Yeah, that's true. There was another pizza place I was thinking. Frick, lost it. Give me a second.
While you're thinking about Tormino's, just because it has that big ass pizza.
Got it.
The one that's like 3 feet wide or whatever it is.
There's another Benito's pizza.
Benito's is really good. That's an Ann Arbor chain. Yep. I have one right by my house. They're pretty decent.
They do the big Benito.
Which is
and it's like these long, like super. You get like 60 slices in this and giant pizza.
It's only like $38 for the pizza.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's really good.
It is kind of novelty, but at the same time, it's very functional for like a party style pizza.
I used to use it a lot with my youth group because my church is at 14 and Farmington Road, and I have a Benito's at 14 and Farmington.
Yeah.
So I would just call there.
That's perfect.
They're right by the Bush's grocery store.
Oh, okay.
And there's a Yoza's yogurt right there as well. So best ice cream places would be a good one to do, too. Best ice cream flavors.
Ooh. No, because then we'd fight over.
I do love vanilla, man. You just give me straight up vanilla, and I can put my toppings on there. That's all I need.
See, I think the ice cream one, at least for me, would get ugly because you'd be like, "Hey, let's talk about ice cream, Menchie's," and I'd be like, "That's not fucking ice cream.
That's frozen yogurt.
It's froyo, bro." Yeah.
And then someone could mention Culver's. No, that's custard. Yeah. Custard is superior to ice cream, though.
That's hot takes.
Yeah, hot takes.
That is a hot take.
All right, anything else for pizza?
Actually, a cold take.
One other thing I will add for pizza is I think CPK had solid pizza.
CPK?
California Pizza Kitchen. It was wood-fired pizza, thin crust.
I think I might have only had it like once.
Once or twice.
It was fine.
If you like a thin crust pizza, it's solid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest thin crust guy.
And I like a little bit of burnt on my crust, a little bit of fire burnt.
I don't want Little Caesar's pizza.
Says the Jets hater.
Because it goes through an electric oven. I want charcoal fire burn or wood fire burnt pizza.
Fair.
I like that taste. Give me that sweet taste.
In downtown Saratoga Springs, New York, there's a place called Esperanto's.
I've had that.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not even kidding you. I had to go there for work one time, and I was blown away.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful...
It's this little brick building, and it's... How is that possible?
Nick, that's an erection.
It is.
So...
Of joy.
You and I have had their pizza in probably different contexts. I've had it... I generally have it around 3 a.m.,
It's the Ram's Horn of pizza places to you.
But at 3 a.m. after a few, after imbibing a little bit locally, it is the greatest pizza you will ever have.
This man sounds like he's got some issues.
Best place to go at 3 a.m. for food.
Esperanto's.
That's going to be our next one.
And
White Castle.
And the reason is they have excellent pizza.
They do.
Fantastic pizza.
Really good.
But they also have these little like chicken or like... I think they're called Doughboys.
Yeah,
and they're like chicken and cheese in this like bread roll thing.
Yeah,
and it's all amazing. Everything
I just found a Doughboy at home recipe for Esperanto's, just for the record.
Oh my God! So at 3 a.m., like it's life changing.
I'm just double checking to make sure that yes, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Best drunk food.
Oh, those Doughboys, give them to me.
They're so good.
I've only had them sober. Yeah, but I've definitely eaten there quite a few times. Because I've gone to Saratoga Springs for work.
That's wild.
So,
I got nothing for that.
I got nothing else to add on pizza, to be honest with you. Like, this is a Joe-centric episode.
Yes.
He is passionate.
Do you want me to shit on Chicago style pizza anymore?
No, I think you're
why? Because it's the best.
I think it's people horrible. Understand your concerns. Are they valid? No.
Oh,
no. Some would say you're very cult sounding.
No, everything I say is valid. Now, Chicago style pizza sucks because
no one asks.
Because the toppings are inside. They don't even get cooked well. They're mushy. Like, the pepperonis are mush. The stuff is... I want it
so,
on top.
So you're saying Chicago-style pizza is like Chicago sports teams. They just suck.
Well, we can't talk in Detroit.
I know. I'm just saying.
As fans of Detroit sports currently, there is no room for
us
to talk.
I'm just trying to
I'm not
going to
rip
Chicago
any Chicago
people.
Team. Blackhawks have won a
I'm just trying to
Stanley
stir the
Cup
pot.
Since we have. The Cubs have won a World Series.
So have the White Sox.
Yeah.
The Bears have won a Super Bowl since before. They've all won. They're all more recent winners of championships than us.
Except for the Bulls. Bulls last won in 98.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We won in 08. 06.
04.
Gosh.
We should have won in 05. And you want another
bad call.
You want another rant episode? Because I'll rant about game five. Game five of the 05 finals.
Was it against Bruce Bowen? Was that?
Nope.
No,
it was. Robert Horry. Oh, my God. It was Rasheed Wallace.
Robert Horry.
Robert Horry. Yes. The inbounder. He inbounds the ball. Rasheed goes to double the receiver. The receiver of the ball.
Okay.
Ori passes it in. The recipient. I forget who it was. I want to say it was, might have been like Bowen or somebody in the corner.
Yeah.
And Robert Ori slips out to the 3-point line mm-hmm. where Rasheed fucking Wallace is supposed to be there covering his man. He hits a three to put him up with like only like under a few seconds
left.
Yeah,
that killed the game.
And it killed the game. Yeah. And then they go back and they win game six at home, and then they lose game seven
on the road
in San Antonio.
But they should have won
But they would have been up 3-2
yeah.
going back home, and they would have closed it out another back-to-back championship.
Cemented
I will never, as long as I walk God's green earth, forgive Rasheed Wallace for missing that assignment. It was Robert.
Rasheed wasn't
Ori.
A great defensive player, though. That's the thing.
No, but it's not like Robert Ori was a rookie. He was known, Big Shot Bob. He was known for doing that. Standing there behind the 3-point line. You guys are laughing. I'm telling you.
No, your rants are just fantastic.
He's a Chicago style pizza.
He probably is Robert Ori's bastard.
He loves Chicago style pizza.
You know what? Rasheed Wallace is probably a Buddy's fan too. All right.
Sheed. All right. Should we wrap it up?
I guarantee. Sheed.
Let's wrap it up. This has been. We're going to need some time to heal. We're going to need some time to process our emotions.
This has been a Joe rant.
Yeah. If anyone wants to send in your favorite pizza places, you should. Send us. We should find a way to let people send in their comments, and we can have a point where they're.
Well, we have social media
that
we can go to.
So you can tell us your favorite pizza places on our Facebook page,
yes,
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Please do.
You can send Instagram photos to us your favorite pizza places
Keeping Kardashians.
Keeping Up Kardashians or something. There might be an underscore or two in there.
Is it linked at the website?
It is.
Yep. Yeah. On Twitter at Kardashians Pod.
You can twat us.
You can tweet us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us what your favorite pizza places are, or how full of shit Nick is, I am.
Our MySpace.
We do have a MySpace.
I totally created that. Yeah.
We do have a MySpace, so you can hit us up on MySpace
and Pornhub.
Oh gosh. This is definitely an explicit episode. I would get fired if people from my church listen to this, even though I've been innocent. I'm innocent.
You should be fired for your Jets take alone.
I should be fired for that. All right, guys. Have a good rest of the day. Follow us. Send us comments. It's been a joy.
Crap.
Yep. All right. Take care.
All right. See you.